This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar. This is an encounter. Together we dance. All of First Nation. There's no chance. Gonna give up. No. Beating hearts, come as one, come as one. This is Indian country. This is Indian country.
Welcome to Tillicum Wawa, Voices of the People. I'm one of your hosts, Eugene.
Hi, this is Shesley.
And I'm Lewis.
And we have a surprise special guest here in the studio with us, TJ Ravenwolf. And we'll be talking, we have on the phone, Wayland Gray. Are you there, Wayland?
I'm here.
Okay, excellent. Recently, a couple of weeks ago, I read on Censored News how the Porch Creek Band or Porch Band of Creek Indians is expanding their casino and in the process have desecrated at least 53 graves of the Muscogee Creek. And this is probably, this just floored me because I had, you know, I've heard of Indians doing things to other Indians, but nothing quite like this. And Wayland had his email address on the article and I got in contact with him. And we were going to try and have him for a little bit on last week's show, but we have him on this week's show to discuss this issue. So, Wayland, can you tell us a little of the background of what has happened with this casino and how you're involved with it?
Yeah, I'm Hickory Ground council member and a warrior of Hickory Ground. We're in Oklahoma. But from the Trail of Tears, we left Alabama, where Andrew Jackson had to remove us on the Trail of Tears. And the Porch Band, they're a group in Alabama that became American citizens back then and got rewarded to reservation land to join Andrew Jackson to help remove us. Now they're building a casino. They acquired the land that they Hickory Ground, where our ancestors came from, through a preservation grant from the United States and in the Historical Society The landowner didn't want the land to be disturbed or developed because he knew it was sacred and he knew it was a burial ground. So he got with the Historical Society and the United States of America and wanted to protect it. So they contacted the Porch Band, who got recognized in 85. And under a preservation grant, I think it was $165,000, they bought the land for him. And they promised everybody they would never develop it, promised us, promised Creek Nation, Historical Society, landowner, they would never develop it. And the Historical Society put a 20-year covenant on the land, and the Porch Band promised to protect it forever after that. But when the 20 years hit, even before the 20 years hit, they started digging. Dug up about 60 remains so far, and there's other remains still there that just got churned up into the dirt. And they're building a $300 million casino resort with lounges and bars and retail shops. They even dug 7 chiefs out of the arbors. They found where the arbors were at, and they reinterred them back in the same spot, but now they're building around it. The casino and hotel will be in the center of it.
Jeez. Well, we're going to have to interrupt for a second. That's a great introduction to further conversation here in a minute, and we have to go out to Membership Central.
Hello, I am Jamila with Sean, and we are here in honor of the spring membership drive. It is coming to an end in a few days, but we have right now, and that's what's most important. And it is even more important for you to call 877-500-5266. And I know you are streaming this program online at kboo.fm. You can just click on another homepage and donate that way. The way you can donate is on the upper right-hand corner. There are many ways you can help sustain this station. I know you are invested in it in some way. Just invest in it a little bit more. As the lovely Lisa Loving says, pass the hat for KBOO.
Yes, hey, this is Sean, and I'm talking to you right now to make a pledge of $60. A $60 pledge for the entire year can be broken down into $5 a month, which can be broken down into $1 a week. And when you think of what you spend $1 a week on, you can certainly be able to make a pledge of $60 a year. With $60 a year, you are able to get some of our thank you gifts, which include a ceramic mug, t-shirts, the Portland Chinook book, and the subscription to Yes Magazine.
Yes, there are a lot of people I personally know who use the Chinook book. So if that's important to you, you get a lot of coupons. I know a lot of people like coupons. If you're that person who likes coupon, if you have the mobile version, which a lot of people are using these days, that is for a $60 minimum donation. What's been happening as well is a lot of people have been getting into the 4 gig audio flash drive because we've been airing a lot of archive footage, if you will. And you can get all of that in a 4 gig audio flash drive from KBOO. It is a $120 minimum donation. We have a $500 goal right now. 5 people can do $100, or a few less people can do $120. That is $10 a month. But it's up to you to call 877-500-5266. That is 877-500-5266 online at kboo.fm. On the upper right-hand corner is a way you can donate and help sustain this station, because Tillicum Wawa is a program of importance, and we have many, but you are hearing Tillicum Wawa now. Donate today.
And we're back. And you should definitely donate to KBOO, because you will not hear issues like this anywhere else in the area. So you still there, Wayland?
Yes.
Excellent. So have you been in any form of negotiations with the Porch Band at all? Has anything been happening along those lines?
Not really. You know, we try to, we're pretty set on our on our way. You know, we want the remains back where they dug them up at, and the land to go back to nature the way they promised to preserve it. And they want us to, you know, of course, strike a deal, which, you know, when you're negotiating, there is no such thing as negotiating with sacred places or your ancestors' burials.
That's right. Hi, this is Shesley, and it's just appalling. I've never heard of such a thing as one Indian band desecrating the graves of another's. So does the Native American Grave and Repatriation Act protect your buried ancestors there, Wayland?
We went and talked to them in Washington. Pretty much every agency that's supposed to help us, we've been to all of them over the last 6 years. And we even went and talked to the NAGPRA probably 5 months ago in Washington. And we was told right off the bat that they couldn't help. It's because it's out of their jurisdiction, or it's tribe on tribe, or sovereignty, something. You know, it's always an issue.
Yeah, one has to wonder what their jurisdiction is then. I mean, is it one specific acre in lower southeast Idaho? I mean, I thought they had jurisdiction over all of the United States area.
Yeah, it's mainly if it was Walmart doing it or something, you know, a big corporation or something like that, but I don't even think they would do this. They would be able to help us. But since it's another tribe, but you got to understand the Porch Band have pretty much, I mean, I hate to say, I'm not saying them, but they have a lot of people in their back pocket.
I see. It sounds like there's been a history of bad blood between the Muscogee Creek and the Porch Band, just from your description of how they helped Andrew Jackson. That's not good historically to have helped him against you, or your people, and then only recognized in 1985. Of course, that I don't know what the circumstances were there, but without having to really comment any further on that, what they're doing now is egregious. And I'm wondering, you know, what Eugene asked too was, it's not a negotiation, but have you sent your spokespeople to their tribe to say, look, this is not going to happen?
Oh, yeah. We've been in, I've probably personally been in, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 meetings with them over the years. And they're just about the money. There's no, they have no emotion. No understanding of culture, and that's the problem. And it's just, bottom line, it's about money. You know, if the price is right, anything can happen. I've even asked them if they would allow us to. I said, well, how would you like it if we dug your grandmother up? And they said, if the price is right, you know.
They said that.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Yes,
for the good, yes. Certain ones that told me that. So that's just the way they think. And their minds are just overtaken with greed. And they're just can't explain it.
How did the Muscogee Creek's burial ground get into the hands of the Porch Creek Band? Was that a reward for their compliance and their assistance to the United States government?
Well, they acquired the land in 1984. Like I say, the landowner didn't want it to be developed, so he didn't even want to pass it down to his kids. So he got with the Historical Society, which the land was put into the historical register. And they Porch Band were the only tribe there, so they got with them thinking, you know, of course a tribe wouldn't do this to their own people that they claim as their people, so they sold it to them to protect it, and it was under a preservation grant. That's how they got the land. They didn't even buy it. The United States bought it for them under a preservation grant.
I'm just feeling speechless about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of like,
it's not good for radio. You're supposed to talk constantly, but
pretty bad. I'm assuming not all of the Porch Creek Band are behind this. Are any of the people who aren't part of the council or whatever are any of them speaking out against this?
Yeah, there's some of them that, you know, we have. I probably have about five, you know, real good. That are really on our side, hardcore, and help us out a lot, you know. But there hasn't been no, you know, protest. You know, they had an, I don't know, more protest up there, but there's been no, you know, big protest or anything like that against it. But you know, you got to understand too that they're going to get a lot of money out of this. So I think that's kind of probably what signs of some of them, but not all Porch Creeks are for this. I want to make that straight. Not all are for it. But when we went up there to pay respects to our ancestors here recently, we had a few with us, 3 or 4 Porch Band come up there with us. But right now, I think they get 10 or 12,000 a month on their birthday, and then some of them get a per cap a month. And when they get this, of course, it's going to go way up. So,
how do they have that much income already? What's their other?
They have three casinos already, and they got, I think, a dog shack and high rise and Florida or something. They got other businesses, and plus they got three casinos.
This sounds like pure greed to me.
Yeah, why would they need this expansion? Why would they need to do this just for the money?
Yeah, bottom line.
This is Lewis. Apparently, they've been assimilated into the occupying culture.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there any form of vocal protest or anything coming from other people in the area about this happening?
I know some of the people I've talked to while I was down there. Yeah, some of the public is for it, but like I say, in the end, it just comes down to money and economic development. And if it was their graves, it would probably be a different story. But it just got in the way.
Doesn't sound like it would be a different story if it was their graves.
Yeah, exactly. Not all of them.
So we're talking to Wayland Gray, who is Muscogee Creek Indian, about the desecration of the Muscogee Creek's burial ground by another tribe, the Porch Band. And I was wondering, Wayland.
We're going to have to take another break here. We're going to have to take another break. And can you stay with us still, Wayland?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So we're off to Membership Central again.
And you are listening to a membership drive of KBOO.FM, and you can make your donation by calling 877-500-5266. And we would like to thank today's food donors, Beaterville Cafe at 2201 North Killingsworth Street, Voodoo Donut at 1501 Northeast Davis Street, Spicy Pickle at 1220 Southwest 6th Avenue, and Le Happy at 1011 Northwest 16th Avenue.
They have contributed their time and their energy in donating food to KBOO for this membership drive, and it is up to you now to donate your time and your energy by calling the numbers 877-500-5266. Pass the hat for KBOO. We have a $500 goal this hour. It is up to you to help us sustain that. I know that I am a sustaining member. I'm talking from personal experience. If you are a sustaining member, if you do $10 a month, why not up your membership $12 a month? It's pretty simple. All you have to do is take that step. 877-500-5266. You can also go online at KBOO.FM. You're already streaming this programming because you feel it's important to get this information in whatever way possible, either terrestrially, digitally, whatever it is, that you are making KBOO a part of your life in some way. Why not take that further step? Go on the homepage once again. Click on it again on the upper right-hand corner. You can donate. You can help sustain this station. It is an important resource in the midst of the corporate takeover of media at this point, and I know you see it consistently. So you feel this programming is priceless. You feel this station is priceless. It is, but we can't do it without fundage. That may be sad but true, but it's not really, because we want to bring you this resource in order to forge community. We want to be able to forge justice. And we have programming like Tillicum Wawa. You ask for democracy now twice a day. We have given it to you. Show us that you are listening. Show us that you appreciate what we do. 877-500-5266.
You should know that this is a non-commercial, listener-supported radio station, and we are run primarily by volunteers. Over 80% of our funding comes from members just like you, and we look forward to having new members come aboard and new volunteers coming aboard on your community-supported radio station. There are no commercials. There are no
Yeah, we don't get funding from massive corporations. We get funding from individuals. We get funding from you. We get local businesses who are concerned about the state of media being dwindled, if you will, by all of these networks like Clear Channel. We are not owned by any corporation. I think that is really important to emphasize. One of the ways we thank you for calling 877-500-5266 is that with a $90 minimum donation, you can get that shirt. Yes, that shirt. It's only available this drive, spring 2013. And there are many communities who listen to KBOO, and some of those communities are written down on the back of the shirt. So if you are a geriatric deadhead, because there is a significant deadhead community which listens to KBOO, there are militant anarchists who listen to KBOO. We have Circle A Radio. We have punk rock shows. We have hip-hop shows. We have news programming. There's just so much for all of you to listen to. And if you feel that is important, because your voice is clearly important to us, and we want to represent you in the best way possible. So this is a symbiotic relationship. Let us know you care. Let us know you are hearing us. 877-500-5266. And we have a $500 goal to make this hour. It is 6:24. Let us know you hear us. 877-500-5266. Online at kboo.fm. And this is such a great experience. It started out as an experiment in 1968, but now it is an experience. And join us in this experience in community. Show us you care. 877-500-5266.
This is a community-powered radio station, and this is a community just like the communities that we have mentioned on the limited edition t-shirt that's only available this drive. And it is not just for commie pinko freaks, self-righteous gutter punks, drug-addled peaceniks, anarcho-syndicalists, hippie tree-huggers, gay hillbillies, militant vegans, geriatric deadheads, or the Foil Hat Brigade anymore.
Kurt. Thank you. 877-500-5266. Donate now.
They left two very important names off that t-shirt. You people, for one.
Oh, you people.
And also one of those, as I've been called when I mentioned that I'm involved with KBOO. You're listening to Tillicumwawa, Voices of the People. I'm Eugene Johnson, here with Shusley and Lewis and TJ Ravenwolf. And we're talking with Wayland Gray about the Hickory Grounds in Alabama that are being desecrated by the Porch Band of Creek Indians for a casino expansion. You still with us, Wayland?
Yep.
Excellent. And our guest here, TJ, who showed up today, has a few questions for you.
How you doing, Wayland? This is TJ.
Hello.
I'm a Khoikhon Athabascan, Muscogee Creek. My mother's a Khoikhon from Alaska. My father's... they were in Alabama, Georgia area and relocated down below Perdido Bay, Pensacola area during the removal. And I know half the family is enrolled, but the other half isn't. And I'm still trying to touch bases with my Muscogee side. It's all new and foreign to me. And I have a question for you is in this struggle and all this, what do the Porch Band have to say? What's their official statement? And I hear their attitude of, you know, it all comes down to money, and that says a lot about being disconnected from tradition, from spirit, from the land. But what do they have to say?
Just a lot of their comments are, you know, it's 2013 now, different time, and they got to take care of their people. That's pretty much... I mean, what can they really have nothing to say. You know, when you ask them that, they always want to change the subject. Bottom line, just economic development, and they try to pretend like they're protecting the site. There's because you know our ring is the, you have the arbors and the you know and the fire in the middle, and then it goes, but the ring goes way out past where the arbors are,
mm-hmm.
and what they're trying to claim they're protecting is just that little area, the center where the seven chiefs are buried, which are still going to have a casino built around it. But the whole area is sacred. It's not just right there, you know. And back then we used to bury our people under the house, pretty much under your bed where you slept. And that's why they were scattered all over the area, and they had to dig them up. But when we were there in 06, some of the students from Auburn that were digging them up said that the Porch Band, that they found some, there were still remains out there that the Porch Band just said leave there because they were too brittle. So they pretty much, and you know, and right now they're building the casino and the hotel and you know, digging them piers. And every time they put that drill in the ground and pull that dirt up, they're taking that dirt to the dump. Hmm. They're taking remains to the dump every day.
Students dug them up?
Huh?
Students removed the graves?
Auburn University, yeah.
Archaeological students? Or,
yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is just unheard of, and it really flies in the face of most of the tribes, or all the First Nations people have values that always include the sacred sites and especially burial grounds. And wow.
Yeah, I mean, so much has been done throughout the years, especially in the 70s with the American Indian Movement and other organizations to bring about protection of these graves from these types of people, archaeological students and museums and everything else. And this is, it's still happening, and it's not, it's, and there's a band of Indians that are behind it.
Yeah. I mean, you got so many sacred places right now under attack. You got Oak Flat, South Mountain, Red Butte, Grand Canyon, Snowball, San Francisco Peak, the mountain in Hawaii, and it's Manawaukee. There's many more other sacred places. And, you know, if with them doing this, and if they win this, it's going to set precedent. It's okay to do it because, you know, what are developers going to say? You know, well, the natives are doing it to their own, you know, and they was able to do it. Why can't we?
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to make it, it's going to make it a lot harder to protect sacred places and burials in the future.
So, Waylon, this is TJ again. So you brought it to Washington, D.C. Is there a higher United Nations or something calling in 13 grandmothers, higher authority to address this as well? And what do you think any solutions might be, you know, besides trying to call upon our ancestors in the four winds to ask for guidance? What do you think some solutions might be?
Well, you know, we've been in front of the UN, and right now, matter of fact, they're working on something to help us. So Susan Harjo, she's been in front of the UN force, and we have, and right now we have a lawsuit, you know, in place against the Porch Band, Department of Interior. There's a lot on there. Auburn University, Flint Co. Construction, which is now joined with Aberisi, I think it is, Construction. So nobody used that construction company because they're native-owned, Flint Co., and they built our casino, and we have casinos in Oklahoma, too. You know, we have nothing against casinos. It's just the fact you don't build them on sacred sites or burials, and now they built ours, and now they went down there and they're building theirs, and they're supposed to be native owned. Robin Ballinger, she's the owner of Flint Co., but it's just a bad deal. But like I say, we need to get legislation passed, you know, through Congress to make it illegal to disturb any sacred places or burials, you know, because to us all sacred places and burials are the same. They're all touched by the Creator and in the hands of the Creator. No sacred place is more important than the other. So it's hard to fight all these battles, and you know, a lot of them are losing. So we got to go to the top. It needs to be stopped. You know, if it was Arlington Cemetery, or you know, go to the White House lawn and try to dig for worms, see what happens. You know, or go to Arlington Cemetery and try to dig, see what happens to you. But you know, since they're Native Americans, it's no big deal. You know, they allow it. It's just pretty bad.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
In my opinion, and of course there's nothing I can do to prove this at the moment, but it really stinks of corruption. I mean, this is a big move for this massive construction. I think it was $246 million for this expansion, which is obviously unnecessary if their people are getting $10,000 on their birthday. Come on, how much more do they need?
Exactly.
So, to me, this really stinks of corruption. I wish I could. I'm going to have to spend some time and dig some more into the issue itself.
I wouldn't use that word so loosely, right, in this conversation. Yeah.
And you also mentioned in the article that the remains that they have exhumed, they have reburied in a mass grave.
Yes, they back in April, they've been trying to get us since 06 to help to pick another spot on the property down by the corner somewhere to for us to do a ceremony for the reburial. There's no such thing as a reburial ceremony. Mm-hmm. There's no Creek word for repatriation. You know, you just don't do that. And so, you know, there's no way we can make one up, you know, and there's no way we can, you know, play the creator and pick another spot. The creator has your spot picked before you're even born. And they wanted us to pick another spot. They said we wouldn't, pick one, which we wouldn't. We want them back where they go. So in April, our attorney that we had resigned. So the Porch Band knew that we had no attorney for that 1 month. And they went to Auburn and everywhere else they had the remains stored at. And in the shed that they had them wrapped up in newspapers. And they took them to the corner of the property and put them in a mass grave without their funerary objects. They said they have over 2,000 artifacts and funerary objects, which they said they're going to put in their museum to bring tourists from around the world.
Wow.
Yeah. So now they're at the corner of the property down there in a mass grave, and we weren't even able to attend, which, you know, it probably wouldn't have been good if we did anyway.
I'm just going to appeal. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think that Tillicamawa is going to send out an appeal to anybody listening and start a campaign, letter writing campaign to the Porch Creek Band to stop this. Because people know about this, and everyone needs to be vocal about it. Anyone who understands the issue at all ought to contact them and tell them to stop.
Yes.
We have a website on savehickoryground.org, and then we're on Facebook, Save Hickory Ground, that you can go check out and see more information.
We're all writing now.
And Sterling Harjo has produced a movie or directed a movie called Back to Nature. Does that have to do with this?
Yes, that was us. Yes, Back to Nature. We're working on another one now. We just got a budget to do a bigger one, which we'll be starting probably in about another week. We went down there to pay respects to our ancestors. I don't know if you knew about that. Probably a month and a half ago. Me and a couple of other warriors, and we went on to the property. Well, first day we went, we took a couple of preachers from the area right across the river. You can see the construction from their churches, and we were denied access to pray for our ancestors, even turned the preachers away. So the next day, me and a couple of other warriors, we went on to the property to go pay respects to the ancestors, and we were arrested, and they charged me with terroristic threats. Huh. And they got all three of us for trespassing. When we got to the jail, they had us on a trespassing charge. Two and a half hours later, they come walking in and charged me with terroristic threats. So I ended up staying in there because it was a holiday. So they put me on $30,000 cash only bond. So I got in there Friday and I didn't get to get out till Tuesday because the courts weren't open to make a cash bond. And when I went to court though on Tuesday, the judge lowered it to $15,000. So ended up costing me $1,500 to get out, but it started out $30,000 cash only. So I spent 5 days in jail, and what I said was, we're going to the ground, which is a common phrase around our ceremonial people. We probably say that 100 times a year at least. We're going to the ground.
We say that. And
they're trying to say that I said we're going to burn it down. But it's all on video. If you get on Save Hickory Ground, you can see the video of the whole arrest, and you can see that they lied. So I got to go to court on that, I think, in May 9th, I think it is. They're trying to give me 10 years in prison for their lies. But, you know, like I told the judge, they've lied from the beginning. And ain't no reason, you know, they're lying again. So,
and this type of behavior, this exhumation of sacred sites and human remains, that cannot bring good JoJo to those people. I mean, I can't juju. I guess our ninjineer is correcting me. Juju,
or as some people would say, karma.
Yeah, I mean, it just I can't. imagine anything good coming to these people. They may get a lot of capital. They may get some money for it, but I can't see blood that money. Being a good thing for them.
We're so sorry to hear about this happening, and we do want to follow up with this in the days to come. And yeah, it's pretty.
We went to Phoenix. I just got back a few days ago. We went down there to the NIGA convention and National Indian Gaming Association, and we put on a rally right in front of the front doors. And we had Dennis Banks talked, Rex DeLucy from the Grand Canyon, Chief George Tiger from Creek Nation, Adam Beach showed up.
Nice.
In support, and you know, we had a lot. We had a big crowd and a lot of supporters, and Clay Benally has been fighting for the San Francisco Peaks.
Blackfire.
He's been arrested there a few times, at least, and fighting for sacred places. And we had a real good rally there. A lot of support from the Arizona tribes and the Austin people. Went really well. And we got back here, and the porch band that were there, and they tried to stop it with the NIGA, which they were unsuccessful.
Good.
And I couldn't believe they even walked out to our rally. I pointed them out to the whole crowd, and they didn't stick around very long.
Okay, we're gonna let you go, and we're probably, would you be willing to do another show at a future time to update us on things that are going on?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Give me a call.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. With
good
us,
luck
Wayland.
With the struggle.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayland.
Wadu.
Thank you.
And we're off to another Membership Central. Thing.
You are listening to KBOO.FM, and that is the way to donate, by going to the website KBOO.FM and clicking on the tip jar at the upper right hand corner, or you can call 877-500-5266. Our volunteers are standing by to take your pledge. You can pledge $60 for the year. You can pledge $90 for the year. You can pledge $120 for the year, but those pledges can be broken down into monthly monthly payments right from your bank account, and it's broken down. $60 a year can break down to $5 a month. $5 a month is $1 a week. You spend $1 a week on a Snickers bar, on a cup of coffee, on a pack of gum, and all of those can be easily donate it to KBOO.FM.
I like that. I actually like that, Sean. This is Paula, and I am so, so happy to be here to encourage you to support great radio such as Tilikum Wawa. It's one of my favorite shows. And you can do so by dialing 877-500-5266. And like Sean was saying, why not donate a stick of gum? As in a dollar a day would really keep the lights on. No, but it would really keep the happy karmic elf happy. And I don't know if you knew about the happy karmic elf, but he exists. He's real. And he lives here in KBOO. And he brings you great music, brings you great programming and public affairs like Tilikum Wawa, brings you news, views, and perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. And best of all, it's all commercial free. You can't pay. You can't pay for anything better, but we're asking you to pay just a little bit now to help us out. And if you dial 877-500-5266 and you donate, any donation is really, really welcome. Let me tell you, we can stretch a penny here like no other. I am actually, besides being a huge fan of Tilikum Wawa, I'm also treasurer of the board. So when I say we can stretch a penny, I've seen it. I've seen us do it behind the scenes. We can take your pennies, your nickels, your dimes, and your dollar bills, and we can make them really work. We reinvest them here in the station. We bring you better programming. We bring you better ways to train community members so that they can be on the air and bring you even more of what you are asking for. And we're asking you to give us a little bit more when we're asking for it now. Please dial 877-500-5266. That is 877-500-5266. Or like Sean said, go online.
Go online to KBOO.FM and click on the tip jar at the upper right-hand corner of the webpage.
That's right. Do it now. 877-500-5266. Back to our friends, Tilikum Wawa.
Those are two songs from the late, great Judy Trejo, along with Delgadina Gonzalez and Christina Gonzalez from Judy's album Circle Dance Songs of the Paiute and Shoshone. It was a song called Rabbit Guts, which I just love the title of, and Hey Wooey. And we are back with our in-studio guest, TJ Ravenwolf, who just wandered in off the street and happens to be Muscogee Creek. It's funny how things like this work.
Yeah,
he has got a dream in the making right here with his indigenous experience, native art, music, and storytelling event happening. Why don't you bring our listeners up to speed with what that looks like?
Hello, my name's TJ. I'm a struggling artist, and I've been around the Portland scene again for about 2 years now. I was here in the 90s, and what I've noticed is there's a huge disparity in representation and presence with our native art and our culture here. There's 55,000 natives in Portland, Oregon, and only one place that has native art, and they're only open part-time. They're not open during the first Thursday art walks, and there's just a disparity happening, and there's a few of us artists that are trying to break out, and it's almost next to impossible. So I talked to my art rep, who's on the East Coast, Deborah Newman of Petit Way Incorporated, and talked to a friend of mine, Cody Blackbird, who's a Native American Music Award winner for Flutist of the Year. Known him since he was 9.
Wow.
And
he's still pretty young.
We've been talking and saying, okay, let's do something. You know, he's helped me and I've helped him. So we're doing it, and a dream was born, a vision, and it's been growing. And we got Keith Sokola on board. Swill Canem stepped in. He's going to MC the show, share a story, play his violin. We have the Brian Harrison Trio backing them on stage. And we have, from Warm Springs, Oregon here, we have double feature with Big B and Nate bringing in the hip-hop section of it. And my all-time inspiration and hero is Rick Bartow. He's also a musician. He'll be performing as well and speaking. We have Charlene Tichette coming. She's an activist, author, and artist as well. We're flying her in from Arizona. And we have the local hero and legend, Lillian Pitt. Mm-hmm. And this is my solo debut art show, but I choose to follow our native traditions and share. So I want to introduce three people that I really respect and I believe need representation. They probably already do on their own. And that's Clea Farrell-Smith, Toma Villa, and Sherrard Yonker. There's a few more. I'd just like to prop them up at the event and now. We also have storytellers online. So far, we've confirmed Ed Edmo. We're looking at two more as well. We're looking at Native Food.
It's a happening event. It'll be May 30th?
May 30th at the Ainsworth Event Center, the Scottish Rite Center. We have the lounge, the ballroom, the auditorium. So all day long, there'll be public speaking. We've invited over 20 to 30 local organizations to come and say who they are to share their medicine. The theme of the event's called The Medicine Within, Community, Family, Tradition.
And, sounds great.
Yeah, and now we have to go out to Membership Central, and we'll finish this up after that.
That's right. You do have to come back out here so that we can share the joy of membership. I am Paula. I'm here with Sean. We are a little too excited, can we say? A little too excited about the love that we have for KBOO. But maybe that's okay. Maybe that's a good thing. And we want you to share in that love and excitement by dialing 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Like Bonnie did. Bonnie, who's renewing from Southeast Portland. And she wanted to let us know that she was pulling what I like to call a twofer. What does that mean? She decided that she wanted to give the gift of KBOO. And I know, Bonnie's crazy, but in order to give the gift of KBOO, she had to dial 877-500-5266. And she decided that she wanted to give a gift membership to someone, so she made a donation to KBOO, your favorite nonprofit community radio station. And with that gift, she also picked up that shirt. That's right. It was a twofer. It was a win-win. She got the shirt for her. She got the gift membership for a loved one, a friend, someone, who knows. But the point is, Bonnie saw the light. That's right. The light that is KBOO. KBOO is the bright spot of your life, of your light. That's how we do. 877-500-5266.
And not only do we want to thank Bonnie, but we also want to thank our food donors that were great in serving our volunteers their food from the Beaterville Cafe and Bar at 2201 North Killingsworth Street, Voodoo Donut at 1501 Northeast Davis Street, the Spicy Pickle at 1220 Southwest 6th Avenue, and Le Happé at 1011 Northwest 16th Ave.
That's right. We want to say thank you to them. We also want to thank Jim, who's renewing in Hillsboro. I love how the county representation is happening. We have Washington County. We have Multnomah County. I want to get some more counties going. We got Clark. We have Clackamas. I need to hear some more county representation. We have Marion County. That's true. That's right, because we got to represent y'all. 877-500-5266. Remember that this is not just about KBOO. It is also about Tillicum Wawa. It's about Democracy Now! It's about Guess Who's Coming to Radio? It's about a lot of shows that we have here. In fact, it's about all the shows that we have here. If you have a few favorites here on KBOO, guess what? This is about them. Dial 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm. There is a tip jar. There's an icon of a tip jar in the upper right-hand corner. You click it. You can also become a member. But I think it's a little nicer to hear a sweet voice. And we got some sweet voices here answering the phone. So why won't you dial 877-500-5266?
You can call the number. You can go to the website, or you can come in here in person to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and donate face-to-face. See what the studio looks like. See what it's all about. There's a beautiful mural outside of the studio. You can come in and see all the bright, smiling faces, all the great volunteers that contribute their time because they want to be here. None of us are paid. We are all volunteers. We are part of a community of media activists. We are journalists. We are music librarians. We are DJs. We are music engineers. And we are here because we want you to be a greater part of our community, a part of our listening community. And you can donate to us at kboo.fm. At the upper right-hand corner of the website, you can click on the tip jar. Or you can call 877-500-5266.
That's right, Sean. I want to say that I want to be a music librarian and a music engineer, just to let you know. I like that he said that because I feel like that's what, yeah, that sounds way better than, you know, just host. I'm a music engineer. That's right. That's what Paula do. I'm a music engineer. Tilikum Wawa, they're a whole bunch of crazy people. But no, they are actually fabulous at what they do because I feel like they're, what are they? They're public affairs curators. That's right. Because they actually take the time to research these topics. They make sure that they're relevant for you. They keep you up to date. Their guests are some of the experts in their fields. It's ridiculous. And then they have great music. It's a weird combination, and it works only because you know that you expect the best, and they expect you to expect the best, and everybody's the best with that. 877-500-5266. Tilikum Wawa, they're the best. KBOO, we're the best at what we do, which is not only bringing you great programming, but also training you to use that programming well. Dial 877-500-5266.
Or you can go to kboo.fm. Click on the upper right-hand corner on the tip jar. Come in to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. See what it's all about. Get a first-hand perspective on your amazing grassroots, non-commercial, community-supported radio station. We have a variety of different shows. We have a variety of different music. Contrary to the commercial stations where you hear the same types of music being played over and over again, you hear a variety of different music. You hear music from the 20s, blues, you hear alternative hip-hop, you hear hardcore, punk, metal, you hear every kind of music you can think of.
That's right, and we're going to go right back to Tilikum Wawa, and we hope that you will dial 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, listeners. You are the ones who make it all work. And we hope that you're enjoying all this information tonight. And take it away, TJ. Tell us more about the art show, please.
Okay, this vision has become a reality over the past 2 months. We have 2 months to go to deliver the goods. And there's been a great deal of people helping this come along, mainly Deborah Newman of Petite Way Incorporated. And I'm with Ravenwolf Indian Arts. And if you go to indigenousexperiencenw.com, you can get more information and see the bios of all the performers and speakers and storytellers. And we hope to have native foods. We want to have some buffalo balls. We want to have some smoked salmon. We want to have some deer soup and some medicine teas from the local area. That's my next big challenge. And this is all coming out of pocket. We're setting up an Indiegogo account tomorrow to help raise funds for this event, and it's been an adventure, and I just want to say thank you to all the people who did not support the dream. It's just fed the fire and kept things going, and it helped define and sharpen my character and my spirit today. So all those things are in place for a reason, and I just want to say thank you. And I don't think everything is left up to chance. Just coming in has been a beautiful thing, and I want to thank these people here for having me on, and we hope to have Swill Canem, Cody Blackbird, Kisa Cola, and Double Feature on the air as well, maybe even Rick Bartow in time to come. So thank you very much. Go to indigenousexperiencenw.com. Tickets can be locally purchased at Cedar Mountain Drums on Monday, and or brown paper tickets. And you can also go to Ravenwolf Indian Arts on Facebook.
To purchase right. tickets? Or?
Yes, and also to find out what's going on with the event.
Awesome.
Yeah, we have a book at home of Rick Bartow's artwork. And the first time I saw one of it, one of his artwork was for a book called Red Earth by Philip Red Eagle about Vietnam. And I was just amazed by this painting and fascinated by the cover of it. And he's really awesome. And don't forget, people, this is Bentilikum Wawa, Voices of the People. Go to savehickorygrounds.org. Or was it .com? Well, either one. Look it up. And we have to do something about this. This is just insane. So thank you for listening.
Thank you for embracing the native value of sharing that TJ was talking about earlier and sharing what you have with KBOO. We so appreciate it. And you know, we are very remiss in thanking Heidi and thanking Marta for the cards and the gifts that they have sent us. And yeah,
I haven't Eugene called her is, yet, and it's been is since making Christmas. A face.
Thank you all.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour is Hard Knock Radio with Anita Johnson and her guest Edward Wyckoff Williams, speaking on the subject of food insecurity among communities of color in the United States. We'll be back to that in just a moment.
In Thursday night at 8 p.m. for Guess Who's Coming to Radio, when Jamila will be honoring ancestor Curtis Mayfield. She will explore his words and music through time, from his experience with the Impressions to his solo works, as well as songs he's penned for several artists, including Aretha Franklin and Mavis Staples. Again, that's Thursday at 8 p.m. for a Curtis Mayfield artist special on Guess Who's Coming to Radio.
Keep on!
After 12 years of marriage, my husband went to prison. Listen how we kept our love alive on Prison Pipeline on April 8th.
The key to keeping our love alive was communication, right, Sharon?
When did that happen, honey?
Oh, weren't we communicating on a regular basis?
Is that what you call it?
And the communication continues. I guess you'll just have to listen to Prison Pipeline to hear the rest of the story. That's Prison Pipeline, April 8th at 6:30 p.m.
I beg your pardon.
Hello everybody, here's Nekka. You are on Hard Knock Radio. News, views, and hip-hop beans by one love.
Yo, peace. This is Gift of Gab.
It's the Mighty Chief XL.
Right now, you're cooling out on Hard Knock Radio.
Blacklicious in your area.
Turn it up on your Hard Knock box.
Yo, yo, this is Brian Terry. And when I'm not in the kitchen whipping up some citrus collards with raisins, some sweet, sweet back salad with roasted beet vinaigrette, Cajun Creole spiced tempeh pieces with creamy grits, or open-faced barbecue tempeh sandwich with carrot cayenne coleslaw, I'm chilling with Hard Knock Radio. News, views, and hip-hop. Yo, hoy!
So I eat what come from the ground, it's natural. Let your food be your medicine, no excedrin. Strictly herb generates from the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. Eight glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves to be healthy, y'all.
The leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. Traditional soul food, poor diet, malnutrition, smoking and drinking causes the majority of these diseases.
Fresh fruit in my blender, pinch of ginger, great blood cleanser. It's the art of good nutrition. No graveyard inside the